Hi, is that Neil?
Yes, it is. Yes. Just wait me a second, Christy.
Okay.
Just going to
It's okay. If I can start off then, first of all, just because this is a pooled interview, can I get you to give me your name and position, please?
Yeah, my name is Neil Pickersgill. I'm one of the search and rescue team leaders from Manchester Fire Service.
Okay, and where are you based?
I'm normally based at Fire Service headquarters.
Okay, so tell me, start off by telling us, what have you been doing so far?
We've just had four days of search and rescue work out in a place called Ofanatu, which is on the east coast of Japan. We've been to about four or five different areas around that town and another town, Kamaicho, and searching for people who've been lost in the tsunami.
And what are the conditions like there?
Unbelievable, absolutely incredible. I've been trying to sort of describe it to people who we've been meeting along the way. And I think the only way you can describe it is if you took the contents of your house, your family, your next door neighbour, people who live on your estate, put them into a big grinder and then throw them up a riverbed. That's the kind of devastation we've been seeing. The whole areas, hundreds of yards square, with all the houses ripped off. All the contents of the houses, people, it's just been absolutely incredible.
And how's that affected your ability to do your job?
Well, we're all trained firefighters. We're all trained search and rescue techniques. So it's kind of like one of these things that you just get on with. And you know, it makes it more difficult. There's more mud there. There's more, you know, wreckage to go through and what have you. But at the end of the day, we're still doing the same sort of basic task. We're going out there trying to find people.
Have you rescued anyone yet?
No, I think the reality is that they're in the recovery stage where they're recovering people's bodies. We've been involved in recovering quite a few bodies over the last 4 days. I believe there's one of the teams, the Chinese team that was in the south of our area. They recovered a couple of people alive on Monday and Tuesday of this week, but we've not had that success.
Is there anything that you can do to prepare yourself for those kind of sites when you get before you go out there?
Not really. I mean, it's an experience thing, isn't it? I mean, as I mentioned before, we were all experienced firefighters. We've dealt with casualties before. We've dealt with victims of fires before. So it's kind of part and parcel that goes along with the territory of being a fireman. So, you know, we're all aware of what goes on. You know, we're all kind of looking at it and thinking, yeah, there's not going to be many survivors in this kind of incident. But at the end of it, you know, we've got to get out there and go and do what we do.
And obviously, we've been hearing a lot about the Fukushima nuclear plant. What are the fears about radiation?
Well, we've been sort of we were 120 kilometres away from the plant, so which is quite a big safety zone, really. And the plan is we're actually in transit at the moment to move further north as part of our withdrawal strategy. But you know, we're quite sort of happy in that you know, people have got our better interests in hand, and that we're in a safe area.
What precautions are you taking at the moment?
At the moment, we're all wearing our personal dosimeters, which is a radiation measuring device. We've been wearing those for the last 4 days, and it's only, again, as I say, as a precaution. But the main thing is that we're just making sure that we keep aware of the information that's coming out from the central, from government, from UK sources, from the American sources, to make sure that you know, that we know what's going on, and if we need to do, we can make a withdrawal.
And there must be some considerable danger as well, dealing with some of the buildings that you're having to work on. What precautions are you taking there?
So we're using a safe system. Basically, what we're doing is we're putting three or four people from our six-man team into a building, and one or two other of the people staying outside and watching for signs of collapse. If there's any movement, if there have been some aftershocks of earthquakes, while we're here, we had quite a strong one the other day, which was about a 6 on the Richter, you know, we're just making sure that we have a system in place, so we have a whistle, we'll blow that, everybody will come out of the building, we count everybody off and what have you, and we're just making sure that everything's done in a, in in a safe manner, really.
Have you had to do that yet? Have there been any collapses while you've been working anywhere?
No, there haven't. No, it's been quite stable, really. We had a quake earlier on today. We stopped over lunchtime just to get a brew and a bit of food on board, and there was quite a sort of a violent earthquake. Nothing that was throwing the buildings around anywhere, but everybody felt it, and a few people sort of stood out in the middle of the street and started to move away from buildings and whatever, but nothing sort of significant.
Is there a sense of concern from the Japanese people when there are those quite, you know, significant aftershocks?
I'm sure there is, yeah. I mean, obviously they've gone through a massive earthquake, so they know what's coming, and I suppose you get attuned to these kind of things. But there are people who are concerned, you know, but it's not a panic in the streets or whatever else. It's just a question of people being aware.
And how are the Japanese people being with you?
Absolutely fantastic. Everybody we've met people from who've lost absolutely everything. Imagine standing in the middle of the area you used to live, in one set of clothes, and everything else is gone. Your house, not even the foundations of your house are left. They've been absolutely fantastic. They've been coming across to us and saying hello and thank you, and it's just been really overwhelming.
So everyone must be very grateful to have you there.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
So how long will you be out there for now?
Looking at withdrawing from the area over the next 48 hours or so, but we're waiting to, those plans are still being made at the moment, so as soon as we do get anything, it'll come out again through the fire service, but we'll be withdrawing back to UK.
And how's the team morale then at the moment? Like you said, people have been coming up to you and saying thank you. That must mean a lot to you as you're working.
Everybody's happy about it. You know, the lads themselves are all keen. You know, they've trained for this for years, and it really is a case of you've put it into practice now. So you know, they're all pleased with their efforts. We're all pleased with what people have done. So yeah, it's been a good experience.
And where are you staying as well? What's that like?
Where are we staying? We've been staying in a school gymnasium. A bit cool. It was -6 last night. It snowed very heavily. There was about 3 inches of snow last night in the location where we were. It's a bit cool at the moment, as you can hear. I'm shivering outside at the moment. But yeah, it's been good. Your facilities are pretty basic. You know, no hot water. But we've got food, plenty of food, plenty of toilet facilities and whatever. So you know, we can always wrap up in our sleeping bags to get warm in there.
You said it's quite cold at the moment. What's the weather been like?
Very cold. It's been, at the beginning of the week, it was quite mild, a little bit of rain, a little bit of drizzle. And then Tuesday, it's now, sorry, my battery's going to go on my phone. Tuesday, it was cold, cooler, and it's just progressively got colder. Today's been bitter. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning now. It's probably well below freezing, probably, I don't know, maybe 3-4 degrees below freezing.
And how will you be?
No snow at the moment.
How will you be feeling then about coming home?
Oh yes, looking forward to that one. Definitely, it's you miss your family, you miss everybody at home and whatever. So it's the right time and it's the right thing to be doing now.
Okay, is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I'm just fine. I just need to go and get a sleep and go and get a shower and whatever.
All right, brilliant.